is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 25th of June, 2007. It's the birthday of George Orwell, born in Bengal, India, 1903. Middle-class kid, got a scholarship to an upper-class school. He didn't fit in there. He said, in a world where the prime necessities were money, titled relatives, athleticism, tailor-made clothes, neatly brushed hair, a charming smile, I was no good. So he fled England, went to work as a policeman in Burma, quit after 5 years, couldn't support British colonialism, returned to London, decided to become a writer and write about the poor and the homeless. So he went undercover as a street person, wearing ragged old clothes, living in the slums of East London and Paris, working as a dishwasher. The result was his first book, Down and Out in Paris and London, came out in 1933. He said, I felt that I had to escape not only imperialism, but from every form of man's dominion over man. I wanted to submerge myself. He supported himself as a journalist. He worked hard, wrote about 4 newspaper articles a week, mostly political commentary, went off to cover the Spanish Civil War, and there he met up with the Stalinists, who were suppressing other leftist groups, arresting them, censoring newspapers. And the experience persuaded Orwell that it wasn't fascism or communism that was evil, but simply idealism taken to any extreme. He felt pessimistic about the future of the world. He was horrified by the propaganda on both sides, set out to write a book about his idea that utopias so easily turn into nightmares. And that was his novel, Animal Farm. 100 pages long, most of the main characters were talking animals. Publishers in London all turned him down. A small publisher picked it up, came out in 1945, made Orwell famous, followed 4 years later by 1984, about a future in which England has become a totalitarian state run by an anonymous presence known as Big Brother. Today it's estimated that every year 1 million people read George Orwell for the first time. It was on this day in 1942 Dwight D. Eisenhower became the commander of the U.S. troops in Europe. He'd been a soldier for more than 20 years, but he'd never seen combat. All he'd ever done was train soldiers. He planned many of the major offensives during the European theater of the war, including D-Day. It was on this day in 1950 North Korea invaded South Korea, beginning the Korean War, which dragged on for months. There were long truce negotiations. Finally, Dwight D. Eisenhower ran for president in 1952, promising to end the war, and when he was elected, that's what he did. It was the first war the United States had concluded without success. There were no celebrations when it ended. About 37,000 Americans died and more than 1 million Koreans. Eisenhower said 3 years of heroism, frustration, and bloodshed are over. And it was on this day in 1903 a Polish doctoral student named Marie Curie announced her discovery of radium, for which she would win a Nobel Prize. Here's a poem for today by Tess Gallagher, entitled Choices. I go to the mountainside of the house to cut saplings and clear a view to snow on the mountain. But when I look up, saw in hand, I see a nest clutched in the uppermost branches. I don't cut that one. I don't cut the others either. Suddenly, in every tree, an unseen nest where a mountain would be. Choices, Tess Gallagher, from her collection Dear Ghosts, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher for almost 100 years. RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.